母さん、こっちに引っ越してきてから随分と経ったわけで、寂しいこともいろいろあったけれど、そんな僕を慰めてくれたのがジャパニーズポット101だったわけで。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here. Celebrity Survival Phrases Lesson 4. Natsuko-san.
Yes.
We are back with more.
Yes, more Japanese Johnny-den.
Yes. Now, I'm usually rambling on about these phrases are not just for celebrities, but they're also for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, they're not for you. Today, they are for celebrities only.
Yes.
Unless there's going to be a crowd of people waiting for you at the airport.
I think, you know, usually those are celebrities.
Yeah. So, sorry about that. Today I'm not going to try and sugarcoat it. I'm going to give it to you straight. This is for celebrities.
But there are some phrases and words that you can use as well.
Good point, Natsuko-san. Yes, this lesson is for everybody. So with that said, let's get into today's lesson for everyone.
日本に大勢のファンがいますね。空港に大勢の皆さんが来てくれました。とても感激しました。子供たちのファンも多いですよね。とても嬉しいです。日本のファンの皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。日本に大勢のファンがいますね。空港に大勢の皆さんが来てくれました。とても感激しました。
子供たちのファンも多いですね。
とても嬉しいです。日本のファンの皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。
次は英語が入ります。
日本に大勢のファンがいますね。
You have many fans in Japan, don't you?
空港に大勢の皆さんが来てくれました。とても感激しました。
Yes, many people came to greet me at the airport. I was so touched.
子供たちのファンも多いですよね。
You have many young fans as well, don't you?
とても嬉しいです。日本のファンの皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。
Yes, I'm very glad. I really want to thank all my fans in Japan.
Natsuko-san.
Hi.
What did you think?
Yeah, useful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Few words to your fans.
Yeah.
Waiting at the airport.
Well, don't you think there are some useful phrases in there?
Yes, there were some.
Yeah. Which one did you think was pretty good?
とても感激しました。
I was very moved.
Mm-hmm. I think you can use that a lot.
Yeah, I think this is a great one to really convey your sincere gratitude for someone doing something for you. And chances are while you're in Japan, something very nice is going to happen.
Or you can also use it for something you see or something you experience.
Yeah.
Like when you're impressed with a shrine, you can say, とても感激しました。
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, the scenery was wonderful.
I don't even use that. All right.
Well, really?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you could.
Yes, you can definitely use it.
So if I saw something...
Yeah, like Fujisan was really beautiful and you can say 感激しました。
感激しました。
Yes.
So if it's fall or early spring, the snow is still on the mountain, mm-hmm. it's a clear day.
Yeah, and if you're really impressed with what you see or maybe what you experience.
All right. Okay, let's save that for when we go through the conversation. For
okay.
now, let's take a look at the vocab. Natsuko-san, give us the first one.
大勢
Crowd, a lot of people.
お、大勢
Followed by?
空港
Airport.
空港
Useful for getting in and out of Japan. Next we have?
来る
to come.
来る来る.
Now this is a dictionary form. In the dialogue we had,
来て.
Which is the te form of this verb. Now the conjugation is way beyond the scope of this lesson, but inside the PDF, there is something about how to conjugate for this. So check out the PDF. On we go.
感激する.
To be moved.
感激する. 感激する.
Now before we're kind of, well, not we, sorry to drag you in, Natsuko-san. I was kind of babbling about this, where we could use it. But yeah, just think of it as this word means to be moved. So any situation that you'd be moved in, whether it's visual or someone, an act of kindness, this is the type of situation that you can use this in.
Yes.
Went a lot smoother that time. Next we have.
子供.
Child.
子供. 子供. This can also mean children. There's no plural in Japanese.
Yeah, so both. Followed by?
多い.
Many.
多い. 多い.
And last.
嬉しい.
Glad, happy. Again, we had this one before, but we really want to drill this one in. All right, conversation time. Natsuko, take us away. We start off with the interviewer.
日本に大勢のファンがいますね。
You have many fans in Japan, don't you? Okay, we start off with?
日本.
Japan.
に.
Here, we're marking the position of the people, so we use the particle に.
Yes.
This is going to be paired with what verb?
いる.
Which is the verb to exist for animate things. This is followed by?
大勢.
Crowd. Lots of.
の.
Crowds. Possessive here. Crowds.
ファン.
Fan. Crowd of fans.
が.
Subject marker.
います.
Polite present form of the verb いる, which is to exist for animate things.
ね.
Here, this sentence ending particle is acting as a tag question. So literally we have, Japan, in, crowds of fans, there are, right?
Yes.
Which we translate as, you have many fans in Japan, don't you? The answer is,
空港に大勢の皆さんが来てくれました。
Yes, many fans came to greet me at the airport. Now, this sentence is quite complex because giving and receiving verbs in Japanese is one of the tricky, although not difficult areas of Japanese. So, we're going to go into a bit of detail here. Natsuko-san, start us off.
空港.
Airport.
に.
Same particles above, but here it's marking direction. Again, you have to watch what verbs are in the sentence to find the proper translation into English. Now, here the verb is come, so it's direction. So, airport to.
大勢の皆さん.
Crowd of everyone. So, everybody.
が.
Subject marking particle.
来てくれました.
Come for me. And so we have the verb 来る plus a receiving verb.
くれる.
Which is way beyond the scope of this lesson. So, come for me. So literally we have, airport to, many people came for me. Yes, many people came to greet me at the airport.
とても感激しました.
I was very moved. Now again, in this sentence, we don't have a subject. Literally, it is very moved. But the speaker's inferred that he's the one being moved. I was very moved. One more time, please. Nice and slow, break it down.
とても感激しました。
I was very moved. Then we have?
子供たちのファンも多いですね。
You have many young fans as well, don't you? Let's just break this down. First we have?
子供.
Child.
たち.
Plural. So children.
のファン.
Young fans.
も.
Also.
多い.
Many.
ですね。
There is, right? So, you have many young fans, right? Now, we want to point out about this sentence is, notice the ne at the end. The interview is asking questions using the sentence ending particle. He's asking for input from Japanese Johnny Depp. Ne?
Yes.
So, prompting a response out of him, as opposed to straightforward question. These are sentences. Without the ne, they're standalone sentences. But because of the ne, the Japanese Johnny is prompted to respond.
Yes.
And finally we have
とても嬉しいです.
I'm very happy. Again, literally, very happy. I is inferred here. I'm very happy.
日本のファンの皆さん、本当にありがとうございます.
I really want to thank all my fans in Japan. Now, the first part is fans of Japan. All the fans of Japan.
Yes.
The second part is a phrase that gotta memorize.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta really, really, really memorize this because you're going to use this all over the place. Restaurants, hotels, anywhere you go.
Right. 本当にありがとうございます.
So, let's get in there and break it down. Why don't we start, well, instead of breaking down, let's build it up. How do we say thank you?
ありがとう.
Which is thank you, but it's a little kind of casual.
Mm-hmm.
And we build this up, we can make this a little more polite by adding
ございます.
And we put them together.
ありがとうございます.
Which is a very, very polite way of saying thank you. But here, he's moved. He really wants to express his gratitude. So we add on
本当に.
Really. 本当 is really.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have the particle ni again. So it's modifying the thank you. Really thank you. Translated, thank you so much.
Yes.
Now, when I first came to Japan, I used this all the time. You know,
right.
It's better to be too polite than not polite enough.
Right.
And there was, but there were just so many times I really wanted to say this. Thank you for the food.
Mm-hmm.
本当にありがとうございます. So this is one you really want to put to memory.
Yes.
Now, there's one more phrase that I'd like to introduce here. And this is very, very useful for many reasons. It's going to be a big deal when you're in Japan. So there are many times that a lot of people are going to get together to see you. And if you want to thank them for coming, you know, in English, we usually say, thank you, everyone, for coming. And whether you're here on business, you know, business meeting, lots of people come for the business dinner, you know, whatever it is, to the airport, they come to meet you, a Japanese person. If there's any case that you want to express your gratitude for someone coming to meet you,
mm-hmm.
you can use the following phrase.
来てくださってありがとうございます.
Thank you for coming for me. This phrase you can use anytime. Conferences. You know, if you walk out and before and you say anything,
mm-hmm.
if you say this to everyone, it's a wow factor.
Yes.
皆さん、来てくださってありがとうございます. Speechless, jaws dropping. Where did you learn that? How did you do that? You know, you're out to a dinner, business dinner. Five or six people gather around.
来てくださってありがとうございます.
Huh? You'll hear are, which means, how did he know that? What?
Yeah. And you can continue with English, but it's always very nice to start with the native language.
Yeah.
To impress the people.
Really impress them. So can we get that phrase one time slowly?
来てくださってありがとうございます. 来てくださってありがとうございます.
Natsuko-san, 今日来てくださってありがとうございます.
どういたしまして.
Ooh, what? It's so unlike us, so polite and...
So, unlike us?
Okay, unlike me.
No.
All right, well, that's going to do it for today. Again, these are the tools that can really make a difference when a lot of people are gathered around and just have a really great impression on people.
Yes.
So, we're looking forward to seeing this someday on the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また今度。